right, just for the good of the group, I'll kick it off. I'm Harris Walker. I'm the director of intergovernmental affairs for NNSA. And, you know, we wanted to convene this meeting today to, you know, be responsive to the fact that we weren't able to brief on these topics during your last meeting. We appreciate you all agreeing to kind of push this to a separate forum. So, you know, today we're going to be able to answer a lot of the questions y'all had with respect to pit production and with respect to the, you know, plans you might have seen, particularly in the media, covered about, you know, the expansion of Los Alamos and what that really means and, more importantly, what it doesn't mean. And so, you know, with that, I thought maybe we could go around the room really quickly and make sure we understand everybody that's on the call and introduce the folks who will be talking to y'all today.
I'm John Michael. I'm the director for the Plutonium Program Office. Good to talk to y'all again.
It's Stuart Easton here, Intergovernmental Affairs. And, maybe we should move to the phone.
Yep.
This is Kelly Cummins. It's good to talk with you all again. I'm responsible for all of our strategic materials programs, including plutonium.
We also got Rick Lee on the phone. Is Rick there?
I am. I just was checking where to find out where Dr. Dunjaji was. He'll be joining us in a moment.
I think there are some others on the phone. I know Nicole, our bus manager.
Yes, Nicole Nelson.
This is Carolyn Hudson. Manager.
This is Carolyn Hudson. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Okay.
Tom Young.
Yep.
Again, Mark Loudon. Thank you, Mark.
Hey, Jordan Marsh.
Jordan.
Hey, Jordan.
How you doing, Jordan?
I'm good, guys.
Musa Dunjaji.
Wonderful.
Okay, I think that's about it. Celeste Davis was supposed to join us. I don't know if she has or not.
Okay, sounds good. If you're all right with it, we'll go ahead and get into it.
Yeah, let's move ahead. So I'll call this meeting of the Governor's Nuclear Advisory Council to order. Today's agenda will be a presentation from the DOE and NNSA with regard to pit production per some of our requests for information. We'll have questions from the council for the I want to express my appreciation to y'all for being willing to do this. Telephone calls are always a bit of a challenge, so if folks would turn their phones off while speakers are talking, it'll help with the clarity. And if you have questions, just be judicious and try not to walk on each other. So with that, I don't know who the lead will be for y'all today, Harris.
So this is Donald. Kelly's remote today. I will walk through the slides here, and she can jump in with additional detail or to answer questions as they come.
Thank you so much.
Yep. So real, slide two is just an outline of what I wanted to cover today. We tried to tailor this based on the list of questions Stuart provided you all had. So thank you for sending those. That helped shape what we needed to cover. So I'll talk a little bit about the fiscal year 20 budget requests, generally about the scope. Oops, I think somebody just dialed in.
Can I just join the call?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. Generally, I'll talk about the scope of the investments at Los Alamos and PF4 and across the site. And then I know you guys had some questions on PF4 missions and priorities. Let's go over that, and I'll talk a little bit about the integrated program schedule for pit production that our office is developing. So we'll jump right into it. Slide three. I thought it'd be useful to show what our president budget request included. This detail is in there in the congressional budget request narrative, but we wanted to break it out in table form. These numbers are not the total numbers you'll see in the budget. It just represents what's dedicated to specific sites for specific activities that, that basically funds production activities at Los Alamos, certification activities at Livermore, and non-nuclear component production at Kansas City. The funding for the Savannah River Plutonium Processing Facility is also under the broad sustainment program. It's not a line item construction project in the 2020 budget yet. So you can see the breakout between the funding requested for the Savannah River site for design activities to make sure we get to critical decision one. And then as a part of that, through Los Alamos, they are using a subcontractor, Merrick, to do glove box design. And they've done glove box design across the enterprise. This was a convenient way to get those folks on board and integrated with the Savannah River team. It also, a portion of that also supports some Los Alamos people who are helping with Savannah River design as well. But the bulk of the funding obviously is at Savannah River to support the design effort. And then just for, you know, we included CMRR just for to make sure we captured everything. That's a large project we are doing at Los Alamos to provide analytical chemistry and materials characterization support capabilities. I would say broadly, when you look at this table, what you'll see is we've gotten different marks. We don't have an appropriation yet. Some of the marks we've seen from the House do reduce the total funding. Our nearest term risk is getting to 30.